Hello, humanity! Or maybe it's morning, evening, afternoon, or even the middle of the night wherever you are. We are broadcasting here from Auroville in southern India. I am Fif Fernandez, co-founder of MediClown Academy, where we laugh a lot and we love even more. You know, as I was dashing out the door, I realized, oh my goodness, I'd forgotten my phone. Not a big deal. But you see, my phone has my notes, presentation, contact, music, podcast, every single thing. You know how it is. Maybe you have possibly even been there. Not a big deal at all. Okay, I go back in, and I remember I had put it on the kitchen table. Not there. Not a problem. It's probably on the counter. Oh, not there. No problem. I will use my landline to phone my phone line. So I phone. Silence. Absolutely nothing. That's when I remember. Oh, right. I had turned the ringer off so that I wouldn't be disturbing the 17th webinar that I was on today. Okay. So I search. Ah, there it is right by the computer. Not a problem. Relief. I gather everything I had placed at the door so I would not forget it, and I dash out the door. I go to lock the door and keys. Oh my gosh, no keys. I'm getting slightly late. That's okay. Take a breath in, dig through my backpack, down to the very bottom, no keys. Go into my pockets, all 17 of them. No keys. Ah, fine. I go back in, and there they are, right at the door where I had left them. Walk back out, lock the door, and go grab my cycle. On the way to the cycle, I'm going, my cycle's not there. Oh, no. Someone has... No one has taken my cycle. I now remember I had parked my cycle in a different spot. At this time, I am getting more tense. And the tenser I get, the more forgetful I am getting. And the more forgetful I am getting, the more frustrated I am getting. And the more frustrating I am getting, the more forgetful I am getting. And it's a vicious, vicious circle. And I just laughed. I just took a deep breath. And rather than cry and even get more angry and frustrated, I just threw my head back and I just laughed and laughed and laughed. And so just for about 20 seconds right now, just laugh with me. Let's release that stress. Oh my gosh. Okay, got it. And then I remembered I had read something, and it was actually Dr. Mark Reese who had said that when we laugh, the stress hormones of cortisol decrease, and our short-term memory will improve. Now, you see, he is a surgical oncologist and the co-host of a show at Loma Linda University. And this show that he co-hosts is also with a woman named Patricia Kelkani, who's a health journalist. And what I want to do today is I'm going to share the link with you, and you can hear this on your own at Loma Linda University website. But it highlights someone I have a great deal of regard and respect for. I met him about 6 weeks ago at the AATH conference. That's the Association for Applied and Therapeutic Humor. And just a few days ago, he was one of the people that was moderating a research seminar with seven research. And are you ready for this? They're called the Illuminatis. and they are researching the benefits of humor and laughter. And it is a very, very serious topic, and it could save your life. Now, I was even more pumped because Dr. Gurinder Singh Bains is a medical doctor, and he's also a researcher. He's a professor and the primary researcher and coordinator at the School of Allied Health at Loma Linda University that has been doing research in this subject since the 70s with Dr. Lee Burke and Dr. Stanley Tan, both beautiful, beautiful mentors of mine. And we'll share more about them in upcoming episodes. Now, MediClown Academy is based here in Auroville in India, and we are looking at conducting research and laughter and play and how it can impact us. So I'm thinking, here is someone who now I have a great deal of respect for, and I want to just tell you a little bit about Dr. Gurinder Singh Bains. He has authored over 25 publications, and one of this, in fact, was his PhD thesis, his dissertation on how humor and laughter can enhance short-term memory in the elderly. Okay, so I just turned 60 a few weeks ago, and I am considered elderly. I don't feel myself elderly. I'm very, very energetic. But the memory, as you can tell from my way of getting here, just wasn't quite with me. And that's okay. So not only does he have his PhD from Loma Linda University, he's got his medical doctorate from Ross University and his BSc in finance from the University of Illinois. Whoa, this guy is the dude. He is totally the dude. And his numerous scientific research findings have gained a whole lot of worldwide media attention. CNN, yes, constantly negative news, it's okay, but also Fox and Huntington and others. So let me just flip over and go to this interview that they had done. And so Patricia Kilcunny basically says, have you ever forgotten where you put your keys? Maybe the word on the tip of your tongue, but you just can't remember? Short-term memory loss can be common occurrence, especially when we're stressed. And that's no laughing matter. And so Dr. Mark Reeves, who's the senior oncologist, basically again reiterates, and I quote from him, Loma Linda health researchers have found that when we're stressed, our cortisol levels increase. Cortisol is the stress hormone, and when it enters the hippocampus of our brain, it can damage neurons that are involved with learning and memory. And so Dr. Bains, that's cute. It's Dr. Bains, not Brains, but he is quite brainy, has studied short-term memory in the elderly population by giving memory tests. Now, the only difference between the two groups were that half of them watched a 20-minute funny video, which made them laugh, as opposed to the non-humor group that just sat there in a viewing room. And after the experiment, the humor group had significantly decreased cortisone levels compared to those who just sat and did not watch a funny video. As it turns out, short-term memory is a laughing memory. No, it's a laughing matter. It's a laughing memory as well. So Dr. Gurinder Bains, my gosh, I'm really getting my words mixed, aren't I? Anyway, he says if we can make ourselves more healthy as we take the whole person approach in that aspect, then we decrease our stress levels. I like that. I like that because that can actually lead to a better quality of life. And when we are able to look at a better quality of life and look at something that's enjoyable, that also reduces our stress. So Dr. Bains actually says, if you're in a stressful situation, rather than thinking, oh, Oh, what am I going to do? I'm going to do something fun with my family, or I'm going to go work out. It's going to relieve some stress. But also, if I laugh, and when we laugh, that helps reduce the stress. So that is your tip for the day. It took me a long time to get to that point, but by lowering your stress levels, by laughing more. So watch comedies, socialize with your friends, even if it's long distance, if it's on Zoom. Plan to do something fun and laugh. And for those of you who are grandparents, spend time with your grandkids. You can play peekaboo with them on Zoom. Oh my gosh, little kids always make us laugh. So there you go. There's your tip of the day. Live and laugh, and you will have a healthier, healthier life. And I'll see if I can bring Dr. Gurinder Singh Bains on this show, and we can even have a little interview with him. And so for right now, let's just laugh. And we'll see you on Friday, on the 24th. It is my dad's birthday, and he would have been 90 years old. 90, imagine that. And that's no laughing matter, but he's up in heaven laughing away.